Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The third hour. This is the Alex Jones Show. Welcome back. Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, filling in here for Alex today. We've got Dr. Busby coming up in just a few minutes with updates on Fukushima, radiation, and radiological weapons. So that should be an interesting segment for sure. He's standing by. We'll get to him in a few minutes. But I want to continue with his list of 10 civilization-shaping trends for 2013. Not to borrow the word trends from Gerald Celente, who's, by the way, probably my favorite guest here on the show. He did a great job hosting the other day as well. But these are trends that aren't financial trends, but big picture trends of where we're headed. So it's crucial to know this, and I'll tell you why at the end, because we're getting to an era that I call the suffering, followed by what I call the rise of the consciousness movement, which is also a spiritual renaissance movement. But point number six here is the censorship and criminalization of knowledge. Now, this is about the system, the government, the globalists, destroying knowledge. They've already done it with nutritional supplements, where it's illegal to tell the truth about how a natural herb or vitamin or supplement can prevent disease. But they want to do it with all areas, so they want to destroy society's memory of history. And they're doing this by demonizing the Founding Fathers. They're doing this by demonizing the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, by teaching a revisionist history in public schools and so on. Lots of ways that they're trying to destroy knowledge and make society as a whole forget where it came from and how it got to where we are today. Because if you can erase someone's memory, then you can manipulate them, which is what the government wants to do. So destroying knowledge, destroying memory is all about manipulating the immediate future. Number seven, selective dehumanization. And this is about abandoning the value of life. And we see this with the abortions and the post-birth abortions, the abortion murderer on trial, alleged murderer on trial, who was killing babies with, a pair of scissors after they were born. It's all dehumanization. They say they're not really babies. They're just a choice, dehumanized. Number eight, the theaterization of narratives for political gain, false flags, in other words. This is about the government using public theater, which is, 9/11, which is the Waco attack, which is Sandy Hook, public theater to accomplish its political goals, because it gets so much more traction, it's so much more psychologically efficient for the government to conduct reactionary theater rather than actually pursue proactive education that would move people in a positive direction. They know that through terror and fear, they can have highly viral memes spread throughout the population that will then lead to their political goals. Number nine, the end of privacy. Yeah, the government wants to end all privacy. The NSA spy center being constructed in Utah is all about tracking every email, tweet, voice, phone call, phone text, everything, every web address you ever visit, every web form you ever fill out. It's all going to be tracked and cross-referenced and then used to incriminate you. And then number 10 is the rewriting of history. We've covered this briefly before, but this is really, again, about destroying society's memory so that you can manipulate people into the immediate future. And where is this all heading us? And yes, you are listening to the Alex Jones Show, just in case you're wondering where all this is coming from. This is heading us into an era that I call the suffering. Bad times are ahead in the near future. I mean, a lot of widespread death, starvation, economic collapse, loss of freedoms, and so on. But after the suffering, there will be a backlash that I'm calling the consciousness movement, which is really a spiritual movement. It is a return to honoring the creator, to honoring seeds, to honoring the existence of the human soul, the free will. It's about honoring our humanity and how we are much more than physical beings. We are spiritual beings with a connection to the creator and the universe.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135, and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves. Available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing Mother's Day special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Plus, order today and you're automatically entered for a chance to win an amazing trip for mom. Three lucky grand prize winners and a guest will be whisked away to your choice of Paris, Napa, or St. Thomas. Just go to ProFlowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 5454. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. 100 colorful blooms for mom, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days, plus a free vase for only $19.99. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday, and if you order this week, you're entered for a chance to win a trip for mom to an incredible destination. The only way to get this amazing deal and be entered to win the trip of a lifetime is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 5454.
No purchase necessary. Must be 18 or over. Restrictions apply. See rules of website for details.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Yes, this is the Alex Jones Show. This is the third hour. Welcome back. We are featuring this hour an interview with Dr. Christopher Busby, an expert on radiation and Fukushima, who has been very outspoken about the dangers of even low levels of ionizing radiation from not just the Fukushima disaster, but other radiological events. And he joins us by Skype now to give us the latest breakdown on radiological weapons, a little bit of update on Fukushima, and some thyroid problems in children, a few other points as well. Welcome to the show, Dr. Busby.
Yes, hello. I'm talking to you from Riga. I headed off to the woods, and I'm now in the woods in my little house in Latvia.
Oh, really?
And what I want to talk to you about, really, I mean, it's my main thing, but I'll just plug it again, is what I see as the, and what actually is, the biggest human health, public health scandal of all time, which is this release to the environment by scientists since 1945 of all these radioactive substances like strontium-90 and plutonium-239 and cesium-137 and all that. And this whole umbrella of this radiological public health scandal covers all of the things that I've researched in the last 20 years. Fukushima, Chernobyl, nuclear increases in childhood cancer near nuclear sites, contaminated sea. We've done work on the Baltic Sea, on the Irish Sea, and most recently, of course, I've been involved in looking at depleted uranium and even some kind of new enriched uranium weapon which has been deployed by the Israelis in Lebanon and also in Fallujah, as we found out and published in the literature. So it's made me public enemy number one, of course, amongst the people who plug nuclear power stations.
Well, I'm sure. But if you look at the sources of all this, so you're talking about not only nuclear power, but nuclear weapons testing, obviously. Do you get into nuclear medical exposure?
Well, nuclear medical exposure is mostly external, and this is, and I think it's quite relevant for me to point out that it's not about low level radiation. The argument is not about low level radiation; it's about external and internal radiation, because actually, radiation is measured in various units, millisieverts and millirads and. These units relate to energy that's transferred to the human body. So it's a physics-based unit that is used. And the problem is, the big problem is that it doesn't work for internal radionuclides. And I can briefly explain why. The transfer of external energy, like gamma rays, into the body is the same as sitting in front of the fire and heating yourself and warming yourself up. You can get so many joules per kilogram of your body in terms of heat energy. But you could get the same number of joules per kilogram into your body if you reached into the fire and you ate a hot coal. And that's a very reasonable analogy, but the difference between standing somewhere where the radioactivity level is slightly higher, so you've got external radiation like from an X-ray machine or something like that, mm-hmm. which is actually not, it may be low-level radiation, but it's not a big deal. But then ingesting or inhaling radioactive iodine, like for instance from Fukushima, or particles of depleted uranium from some weaponized use in Iraq, those things, those tiny particles and the internal radionuclides that damage the DNA, they are the serious problem, and that is the biggest public health scandal of all time.
So,
I
just wanted to ask you the question. Yeah. So externally, the radioactive particles, you are subject to them via the inverse square law of distance,
exactly,
right?
Exactly. Just like sitting
internal,
in front of a light.
Yeah. Right. But then internally, your distance to the particle is zero.
Absolutely so. And a lot of these particles are alpha emitters too, which normally an alpha particle wouldn't pass through your skin. But uranium, for example, plutonium, they're alpha emitters, and they're sitting inside you. And so they only have a very short range, and they produce enormous local doses to cells. So it isn't at all low-level radiation. But the con is this, that the nuclear industry, or in fact the military who started this way back in the 50s, the con is that they dilute all of that energy into the whole body, whereas actually the energy is all in one place, usually
right.
on the DNA. Yeah.
This is
outrageous.
Well, in terms of internal sources, this is fascinating. I've got a lot of questions for you already, but in your assessment, is it a higher risk of internal exposure through inhalation of airborne particles, or is it
yes.
through eating food?
No, it's from inhalation. And the reason is quite simple, that over evolutionary timescales, the gut has found ways of excluding a lot of these radionuclides, because there are a lot of natural radionuclides like radium and uranium, thorium and daughters of these substances which occur naturally, and the gut seems to be quite clever at keeping a lot of this stuff out. But if it's inhaled, it gets into the lungs, it goes through the lungs into the tracheobronchial lymph nodes, and then the lymphatic system can take it anywhere, and in particular where it takes it is to the female breast, because that's quite close by. And so these particles get into the female breast, so we find high levels of breast cancer in people who live downwind or close to nuclear power stations, for example. I mean, there's an awful lot of hoo-ha about childhood leukemia near nuclear power stations, but nobody's been looking at adults who live near nuclear power stations for the simple reason that the cancer registries refuse to release the data.
So we've
had to knock on doors in order to do these studies.
So which radiological isotopes are more likely to be airborne? For example, downwind from Fukushima, is someone likely to inhale a particle of cesium?
No, uranium.
All of
the effects in Iraq are a consequence of the use of uranium weapons. I don't say depleted uranium weapons, because we've actually measured this stuff, and we found that since about 2003, since the second Gulf War, that they've been using ordinary uranium, or even slightly enriched uranium, which is something which is a bit odd, which we don't quite understand. And it may well be, and I've suggested this, a consequence of a new type of weapon, which is a fusion weapon. But, I mean, whether that's true or not, certainly uranium is the thing that is causing the effects in Iraq. And my feeling is probably uranium particles are what causes the effects downwind of nuclear power stations. Because at the end of the day, uranium is what they run on. Uranium is what they run on. I mean, I've done a number of studies, for example, up in America, around near Los Angeles, around the Santa Susana site there, the field laboratory, where people are all dying like flies all around there, and nobody seems to figure out how it works. But if you look through the data, if you look through the environmental reports of Boeing and Rocketdyne, who are the people who run the operation, you find that there's enormous amounts of enriched uranium in the air filters. But nobody looks at uranium because it's kind of thought to be natural and somehow therefore safe. But of course, the particularized version of it is certainly not natural, and it's certainly not safe.
What isotopes of uranium are likely to be airborne, and what kind of half-life are we talking about there?
Well, the half-life is 4.7 billion years. I mean,
that's a little more than a human lifespan. Yeah.
That's kind of quite a long time. The uranium. In fact, uranium is the problem that they have when they try to bury nuclear waste. I mean, another study that I've done is to look at the Swedish proposals to build a nuclear waste site underneath the Baltic Sea, which is already the most radioactive sea in the world. And by the time all of the other radionuclides like cesium and strontium and all the short-lived stuff has gone away, the uranium and the radium is still there. Because those things have enormously long half-life. They have geological half-lives.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, the particles won't stay there forever. The particles are produced when the weapons are used, and they go up in the air, and then they land in the desert, and they hang around for quite a long time. And my feeling, they still are there. I was in Iraq in 2001. I went there with Al Jazeera, a lot of measuring equipment and everything, and I found a lot of depleted uranium particles there from the first Gulf War. So
really?
That was like 10 years later. Yeah.
Well, we also see in the veterans who are around the DU weapons, they are exhibiting very high rates of cancer, and I think you even
That's true. Yes, I've done some studies. I've been called in as an expert recently on a number of United Kingdom veterans who were deployed in the second Gulf War and the first Gulf War, and they were basically cleaning out vehicles that had been struck by depleted uranium bullets. And they've got They've got lymphomas, and they've got colon cancer too. And there are two of them with colon cancer, and the odds against that happening, I can tell you, at the age, because they're both 40, at that age, the odds against both of them getting colon cancer is one in 780,000. That's
wow.
The lifetime odds. So it's quite obviously the uranium that's caused the colon cancer. But the government and the military, they just refuse to concede all of this stuff, and it's impossible to do any research because the cancer registries won't release the data.
Right. This is a global cover up, but it's also easy to sweep under the rug because so many of the symptoms of radiological poisoning are they can be diagnosed as something different, and the symptoms can take a long time to be diagnosable.
Well, that's the main problem. It's like stabbing somebody and then they die 20 years later.
Right.
And so it's quite hard to do those sorts of cases. But it's getting easier, I have to say. The problem also, of course, is this, that in the last 10 years, we've realized a lot more about the way in which there's been a lot of research done. And this hasn't fed through into the people who regulate the limits and so on. But anyway, what we've found out is that radiation doesn't just give you cancer. It gives you heart attacks. It damages your children. It more or less increases the rate of just about every illness that there is. So it's a kind of premature aging.
Yeah, and, like a stealth epidemic.
Yeah. So if you're looking, I mean, for instance, if you want to do a study and you look for increases in cancer, you won't only find increases in cancer. And because of that, you don't find as high an increase in cancer as you might predict. And the reason is that people die of something else before they get cancer. Cancer is an old age. It's something that increases exponentially with age.
We are going to take a quick break, but stay with us, folks. We're interviewing Dr. Chris Busby on radiation poisoning of our planet. This is the Alex Jones Show. We'll be right back after this break with more.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You prepare by purchasing gold, food, and firearms. But if you don't have a home security system, then you're missing a critical weapon in your arsenal for home protection. When you're sleeping or away from home, who's watching out for intruders? Check out Simply Safe. It's a new do-it-yourself home security system that is completely wireless. Go to GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is independent and off the grid. It runs on battery power, so even if the grid goes down, you're protected. It's completely customizable, so you can use it in your home, business, boat, trailer, storage unit, or shed. Get SimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is also ridiculously easy to install yourself in under 20 minutes, so there's no need to let a stranger into your home. If you move or need to relocate, you can take the system with you wherever you go. You aren't always at home, but Simply Safe will stand guard, protecting your property 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Again, that's GetSimplySafe.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
We're continuing our interview. interview with Dr. Chris Busby here on the Alex Jones Show. This is Mike Adams filling in for Alex today, and we are focused on radiological poisoning, specifically uranium is our focus in this part of the conversation. But just before we go back to Dr. Busby, there is some breaking news that's being broadcast on the mainstream media right now. Apparently some friends of the alleged Boston Marathon bombers are being arrested and charged with lying to the government. So there you go. If you lie to the government, I guess they had some fireworks or something that they threw away before the FBI showed up. So the details are sketchy, but we'll see where that goes. But God forbid anyone who lies to the government, because the government always tells us the truth, especially in the nuclear industry, right? And this is our conversation with Dr. Busby, where here's my question. It seems like the defense industry, or the weapons industry, let's call it, has a very deeply vested interest in protecting its investment in nuclear products and also the nuclear power industry. So you've got these two very powerful industries that want this truth to remain a secret, it seems, and it seems like you're knocking heads with these two industries quite frequently.
Yes, that's right. Actually, in the 50s is when it really got bad, and that's when it all started, because they wanted to, like as you say, they wanted to test nuclear weapons in the atmosphere, and it was quickly becoming apparent that this was killing people. So what they did was that they forced all of this information underground, and by 1959 there was an agreement between the World Health Organization and the International Atomic Energy Agency, whereby all of the research into this, the health effects of radiation, of the type of radiation I'm talking about, was put into the hands of the International Atomic Energy Agency. Now, I also, and this still goes on, because I was in Brussels talking about the, we've made a petition. Incidentally, there is something that people can do about this. So we have a website which we set up last year called nuclearjustice.org. We formed an international committee for nuclear justice in Vilnius, Lithuania. And so this is some, people can get in touch with us. There are petitions that can be used based on human rights. Anyway, my point is, I went to Brussels to make an intervention on behalf of the Green Group of the European Parliament. And I was talking about this whole issue, and what I learned there was that the new radiation protection legislation, which is going through, which I was asked to go and talk about, is going to be put in the hands of the people who are in the hands of the industry rather than the hands of the Environment Committee, because they have these different committees in the European Union, and they have a committee that's involved in environment and health, and they have another committee that's involved, or directorate that's involved in looking after industry. So it's the industry committee who's going to be dealing with the legislation relating to radiation. And this is exactly like it happened in the 50s, where they gave the protection of human beings and the protection of the environment into the hands of the International Atomic Energy Agency.
Right, and they're over to the very people who are the problem.
Exactly, exactly. But, you know, I mean, I was very interested earlier on in your list of, and I quite went along with a lot of that stuff, you know, what I would call the Sovietization of the planet, actually.
Yes.
Because although the Soviet Union has collapsed, all of the things that the Soviet Union went in for, all of this airbrushing of history and the teaching of nonsense and all the things that you talk about have now become mainstream in the United States and certainly in my country in England as well, too.
Well,
so
right.
You really, basically, if you want to learn something, you go to the internet and then you just have to kind of sift through all the crazy stuff. But basically, you get a much better idea of what's going on than if you listen to the news or if you look in a newspaper.
Well, I think that this nuclear industry, this is a classic example of where they are attempting to destroy actual knowledge, to destroy history and spoon feed you a new narrative that is at odds with physical reality, or in this case, actual physics.
Yeah, well, the thing I've thought a lot about this, and I've concluded that, I mean, because you have to either think, well, they're just bad people or evil or something, and you have to think, how can they possibly go in for all of this nonsense? So, and then you can say, well, they might have a lot of money, people give them money in brown envelopes and all this, and there's probably a bit of that happens as well. But my feeling is that it's a way of looking at the world, and this way of looking at the world arrived in the last century with science itself. And in some way, science itself, especially physics, actually, physicists seem to be able to believe stuff that everybody thinks is manifest nonsense, and they can somehow control. They can control the way in which the world works by saying, "Well, look, we're much cleverer than you are, and you have to listen to what we say because we can do mathematics and you can't."
Yeah,
and most of the people, and like the politicians who are all stupid anyway, you know, or most of them, they're desperate to show that they're as clever as the physicists. See? So it's kind of
Dr. Busby, stay with us. We got to go to a quick break here, but stay with us, and we'll have a long segment with you afterwards. I want to get into this with you to talk about this scientific dictatorship, in a sense, where just exactly what you said, they're trying to shove this down our throats, and it's not true.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Start life over. Spend more quality time with your family. Take more vacations. Own your own business. Be healthy and earn the kind of income you've always dreamed of. Is it possible? Yes, with Youngevity. To learn more, go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com. Then pre-register for the Spring Youngevity Convention, May 2nd through 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who will be there?
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And I prescribe the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll be there.
Hi, this is pharmacist Ben Fuchs, and I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I will be there.
Hi, I'm Dr. Peter Glidden. I'm doing the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll see you at the Youngevity Conference in May.
Take the Healthy Body Challenge, and don't miss the Youngevity Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 2nd through 4th. For more information, go to InfoWarsTeam.com. InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it. With nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Looks like the silence.
All right, we're continuing our interview with Dr. Chris Busby, an expert on ionizing radiation, and he helped create the website nuclearjustice.org, and we have a long segment here with him. Just before the break, Dr. Busby mentioned that there are some, fundamental themes of conventional science that he believes are not legitimate, or I'm paraphrasing. But I'd like to ask you about that, Dr. Busby. What are the things about modern science that you think need to be questioned?
Well, I think the problem is that science became a very, very powerful machine from when it began, probably in about the 15th century, and it was based on empirical evidence. So what happened is that rather than just come out and say this is so because the church teaches that it's so, let's have a look and see whether it works. And so they'd do an experiment, and the experiment would show whatever it showed, and very often that would be something that wasn't expected, and they would have to rejig the whole understanding of reality to fit in with experimental work.
Yeah.
And you remember Galileo. Galileo was challenged by the Inquisition because he said that there were the moons of Jupiter, and in the Bertolt Brecht play of Galileo, he actually shows the inquisitors through his telescope the moons of Jupiter, and they say, as I recall, they say, well, this must be a very uncertain machine, and we don't really believe in this machine if it shows something that cannot exist.
right?
So anyway, the point is that's exactly the situation we have now. We have, for example, many, many studies that show that there's an increase in childhood leukemia around nuclear sites. But the radiation risk organizations, the United Nations Scientific Committee, in the United States, the various committees there, NRC and so on, and in the International Committee on Radiological Protection, which was based in Sweden and is now based in Canada. These committees are controlling the understanding of the health effects of radiation, and they continue to act exactly like the Inquisition. They say,
yes,
well, these childhood leukemias cannot exist because we know that they cannot exist because our formulae say that they cannot exist, and that's the situation we're in now.
That's exactly it. I've talked about this as well. The scientific method is predicated on the idea that you must assess all the available evidence and then sort it out. You can't filter selectively the evidence that you don't like because it disagrees with your preconceived notion of what the theory is. But
that's right.
What we see.
Well, there are two philosophical rules here. There's the rules of induction and the rules of deduction. So what they say is that they know how much cancer is caused by radiation on the basis of experiments that have been done on the survivors of the Hiroshima bomb. Okay, and that was all external radiation, and it was a very big dose. And therefore, on the basis of that theory, this is a formula, this is an equation, okay? Mathematics. We're back to mathematics. On the basis of this mathematical equation, it's impossible that these children, the nuclear sites could have their cancers or as a consequence of radiation. And the same thing happens with Fukushima. We have the World Health Organization now came out with a big document recently that said that the effects of the Fukushima accident, because the doses were so small, are not even going to be measurable. And in the middle of all this, people are having 40% increase in, that 40% of the people, of the children tested, have got thyroid nodules. People are just falling down dead all over the place. And there's lots of evidence that they're covering it all up.
So,
and this is exactly like Galileo. This is a failure,
right,
of science itself.
In many ways, I agree with you. In many ways, modern science has become the new dogmatic church that science originally fought against, because we're supposed to be based on actual evidence. I remember having a conversation recently with a physicist just about the table of elements, and I asked about mercury and how toxic was mercury, and he spelled it out for me. Oh, this is extremely toxic, a potent neurotoxin, toxic to biology at many, many different levels. And then I asked him, I said, well, so what do you think about injecting children with trace amounts of mercury? And he said, no, that's extremely dangerous, should never be done, it's not human. I said, well, what about injecting a child with a vaccine? And he said, oh, well, it's okay in that case.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know, the problem, I have to blame Einstein for this, because if you go back far enough, what you find is that in Victorian science was generally understood. It was like common sense. But then round about the 1920s, between 1905, when they came out with special relativity, through to about 1930, the whole thing was turned on its head, and suddenly we had to believe stuff that was manifestly impossible. And the people who went to the top of of the lists who said these things were the physicists, the mathematical physicists. And if you look in government now, if you look in the UK government, you look in the American government, you look all over the place, you look in the European Union, you find that the people who are the advisors, the senior advisor to government, are always mathematical physicists. And those are people who can believe virtually anything. Hmm. Now, somebody should point out to them that they appear to have lost 95% of the universe as a result of their calculations. You know? Right. Exactly so. You know? Yes. And we have to believe these guys when they tell us that these radiation effects are harmless, when in fact we see in front of our, in every study that we do, that people are dying all over the place.
Well,
terrible.
When they say they've discovered the God particle, but all it is a statistical anomaly, it's not, first of all, it's not a particle, and it's not God, and it's a statistical, they didn't really find something that you can look at.
It's not even that. It's not even that. The point is, when they do these experiments, what they do is they don't actually see anything.
Right.
What they do is they have a huge computer program which analyzes all of the stuff that's going on inside this machine that they've got, where they're smashing things together at enormous energies. And then they apply all of the equations that they've figured out long ago are the right equations. And they come out with answers which may or may not be right. But maybe the equations are wrong in the first place. That's the point.
Yeah.
It's all mathematical. It's exactly like the analysis of the health effects of radiation, where it's a mathematical equation, it says it can't happen, so they say it's impossible. And yet there's some dead person sitting in front, lying in front of them in the road, and they say, well, this person cannot exist, just like like Galileo and the Inquisition. Anyway, we have to do something about it, you know. We have to stop believing these physicists. We have to start taking control of this whole area and getting hold of the information itself. I mean, why is it that the cancer registries are allowed to refuse to release data about the levels of cancer around nuclear plants or around areas where there's radiation? Why?
Yeah.
I mean, it's
a lot
politically
of interest. Well, in addition to your site, nuclearjustice.org, is there another website where people can stay up to date with your investigation?
Yes, there is. Well, there are a couple of websites that they should look at. One is the Low Level Radiation Campaign website, which is llrc.org, Low Level Radiation Campaign. And if they want to look at the work I've done, they look at the Green Audit. So it's www.greenaudit.org. So those two websites have most of the stuff that we are doing. If they look on my Wikipedia entry, incidentally, they will find that I'm every sort of scurrilous, you know, idiot, because the nuclear industry have a whole team of people that spend their whole time cutting me down on the internet
and putting up
all sorts of, you know.
Yeah,
and I just don't have the time. I don't have the time to deal with it all. You know, I'd have to have a whole department of people just checking.
No,
so my Wikipedia entry is a sort of battle of the Somme.
Wikipedia is largely discredited on anything that threatens corporate interest. Yeah, the teams of trolls work on that. But I want to get back, because you mentioned the history of physics and the development of much of this knowledge base. You know, if you look back to the early physicists who were investigating radiation, you know, even at the time, they said it wasn't dangerous, and a lot of them died from cancer, like Curie and many others who were experimenting and even trying to isolate as up to that point unknown elements in the table of elements. They died from radiation poisoning.
Yes, and a lot of them burned their arms off and got cancer as a result of using those X-ray tubes and so on. And somehow we're led to believe that everything is okay. Anyway, the point is that if you look at the limits, the dose limits, if you go right back to that early time and look at the dose limits and watch them through the whole of the last century, you find they go down and down and down and down and down and down exponentially. And eventually, in 1990 or so, they hit the 1 millisievert level, which is the legal limit today. But the reason they don't go down any further, which of course they should do, the reason they don't go down any further is because the nuclear industry wouldn't be able to function and the military wouldn't be able to function if that went down any further. But as I said before, you know, that the important thing is not the actual radiation dose, it's where it's from, it's what it's from. We have places in the world now which have become absolutely dangerous to live near, and this is what nuclear justice is about. It's to try and use human rights legislation to raise that issue, because
can
we have the Baltic Sea.
Some of those geographical locations?
Yes. It's places where radioactivity has accumulated. So you've got quite a few of them in America. You've got the Hanford site in Washington. You've got Oak Ridge. You've got certainly Los Angeles, up in northwestern Santa Susana, up in the Simi Hills. There, that's an area which is massively contaminated with radioactivity from the Rocketdyne operation. And there was an explosion there in 1959. I think it is from the sodium reactor, which melted down and spewed stuff all over the place. That's quite a dangerous place.
So
the Irish Sea and the Baltic Sea. Yes.
Well, sorry to interrupt, but I want to understand how do these radioactive particles get kicked up into the air? Is it from wind? Is it a farmer plowing a field? How does it happen?
That's all of those things. But actually, if we were to go to, for instance, the Los Angeles one, it's caused by disturbing the soil. So what they've been doing there since about 1995 to 2005, they were knocking down buildings and remediating the land and trucking a lot of this stuff out on trucks. And, of course, it just generated vast amounts of dust. Right. Actually, farmers, for example, if you take farmers, the highest rates of leukemia and lymphoma in terms of occupations are from farmers, because of course they plow up the fields, and that's got all the weapons fallout on them. Then the other, a very interesting one, which is certainly going to affect people in Japan, is what's called sea to land transfer. If you dump all this radionuclide stuff into the sea, what happens is it adheres to the surface. It adsorbs on the surface of clays and fine particles.
Uh-huh.
And so when the waves crash into the beach and you get those white horses, those bubbles turn inside out and they force this stuff up into the air. And there's this phenomenon called sea to land transfer, which is quite well described in the literature. I mean, people have measured plutonium by distance from the sea in the Irish Sea. And basically, people living within about 1 kilometer from the sea get a much higher level of cancer.
Uh-huh.
And I've done studies that show that, and that's why, because they inhale this stuff from the sea to land transfer, and that's going to affect people all along the east coast of Japan. It certainly affects people in the Irish Sea, where Sellafield releases this stuff into the Irish Sea, and it will affect people in the Baltic Sea too.
Busby, is there a handheld radiation detection device that a consumer could use to determine whether such particles are airborne near them?
No. Not really,
not sensitive enough.
Because it's for the same reason that I said that what the handheld radiation detector does, no matter how sensitive it is it measures dose. So it can only average over the size of the machine that's being used.
Right.
And so these little particles wouldn't have any effect on that. I mean, there are ways in which you can deal with it, but they're a bit complicated. You have to get sticky filters. So you put up some sellotape on a piece of paper, and then it sticks to the sellotape, and then you can put something called, you can put a plastic on there called CR39, and then you can see the tracks or you can put photographic film as well. And in fact, a colleague of mine in America, in the United States, looked at some of the dust from Fukushima and was able to image these particles quite easily.
Well, it seems critical, really, for especially people living near these areas that you identify as possibly having high levels of latent radioactive particles, to be able to have some kind of a device or something they can purchase to determine whether they're safe.
I agree with you, but basically there isn't anything. I mean, all you can do is you can bulk this stuff. So what you can do is you can look at vehicle air filters, for example, which is what I did in Fukushima.
Uh-huh.
I got a lot of Japanese people to send me the filters from their motor cars, and then what we did is we measured the concentrations of material in those filters. And one filter I got sent by a lady in central Tokyo. So she was living in an apartment which was 300 meters from the Tokyo Tower, and she sent me her air conditioning filter, which was inside the room that she lived in. So it was inside, it just circulated air inside the room, and there was about 120,000 becquerels per kilogram of cesium in that filter. There was a lot of uranium-235, uranium-238. There was lead-210, which nobody had detected. Obviously a lot of lead-210 was coming out of Fukushima, so that was quite, and I put up a video on YouTube about that. It's quite a scary business, because this is Tokyo, population 36 million.
Yeah, and the really scary thing is that your lungs are the filter. I mean, if you're walking around breathing in that area, you are accumulating all that in your lungs. That's the whole point.
That's my point. I mean, we can't take somebody's lung out and measure it, but we can certainly take a filter out of a car and measure it. And so if the filter intercepts material as it gets sucked into the engine, we can have a fairly good idea of how fast the engine is turning and how much air goes through it and the efficiency of the filter and all that sort of stuff.
So how effective would an N95 mask be, you know, the kind of mask that people use for flu pandemics and things? Those block?
What, you mean just those particles? Little monkey masks, yeah. Those little white things? No, they're useless.
Yeah, that's
useless.
What I think.
You have to have a proper aerosol mask, like the sort of thing that you would buy for working with dangerous aerosols. You know,
like
with
something with that seals around filter. Your face.
Yeah, that's right. You'd have to use that, and even that won't intercept some of these very small uranium particles that they use that are created in weaponization. Those things are down in the 50 nanometer to 150 nanometer range, and they go straight through any of those things.
So
in fact,
right,
they go straight through the skin.
What? They go straight through the skin?
Yeah. The nanoparticles, which is like a big deal now. Everybody's researching nanoparticles. I mean, nanoparticles go straight through the skin. That's how they. That's how all these things work.
That make
women look younger. You know, they just put the paste on. It goes through the skin. It plumps the skin out and makes them look younger.
But are you saying that they're radioactive uranium particles that are nano-sized that can?
Yes, pinch? Absolutely. The Americans, when they were first developing this stuff, they did measurements at the. Where is this somewhere in? They have a base in America. I can't remember the name offhand. Anyway, so they did impact collections using various systems that measured the diameter of the particles.
But basically, what you're saying is we're all screwed. Is what you're saying? We're all screwed unless we can stop this pollution.
Unless we can stop these people using them. This is why I say. Well, somebody. I mean, I was asked by Russia Today to contribute to some program, and they said what? And they said what's the most serious radiation or nuclear hazard in existence at the moment? And they were talking about the strategic arms limitation talks, you know, and whether Iran is going to drop a bomb on Iraq and or on Israel. But actually, this has been going on for a very long time. It already exists. The most serious item in this whole area is the refusal of the international committees that legislate about exposures to concede that there is a huge problem in
there.
That's it. Yeah.
Well, Dr. Busby, we're out of time, but I want to thank you for joining me today. It's been a fascinating discussion.
Okay. Thank you.
We got to go to break here, but folks, Dr. Busby's website is nuclearjustice.org, and thank you once again, Dr. Busby, for joining us.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
All right, bye-bye. We'll be back after this break, folks, with the conclusion of today's Alex Jones Show. Stay with us.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it with nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Okay, final segment here on the Alex Jones Show. We just interviewed Dr. Chris Busby, who had some frightening information that possibly these radioactive nanoparticles can penetrate your skin. And thus, having a mask may not really help you. So great. As I said in the last segment, I guess that means we're all screwed. Unless we somehow manage to raise awareness on this, which Dr. Busby is attempting to do, and shut down the nuclear industry. I did read that some fusion experiments are underway or being constructed and about to commence that would be a hot fusion energy generation that would make fission obsolete. Fission is, you know, conventional nuclear power, would make that completely obsolete. So there are possibly some solutions, but that could be many decades away. I wouldn't bet on it. And besides, you know, the government loves to have a nuclear industry because the side effect is weapons grade plutonium. So, you know, and uranium and, you know, weapons grade materials, basically. But in the final few minutes of today's show, I wanted to go through some of the headlines that we failed to get to earlier, just to give you a sense of the total insanity that has now taken over our society. So here we go. We've got a company so far, a company that is telling its employees to get a tattoo of the company logo, and then they will get raises, a 15% pay raise for getting a tattoo of the company logo. Like you won't regret that 10 years later, like a walking billboard of some now bankrupt corporation. Three dead, 17 wounded in shootings just in Chicago in one night. Yep, that's Chicago for you, the gun-free zone where everybody gets shot. Here we go. Athletes out of the closet. I don't know why we're celebrating this NBA star who announced he's gay. I don't know what the big deal is either way, what was the sexual orientation of these NBA players and NFL players. I just, I mean, really? Do we have to worship everybody who comes out of the closet now? I mean, I guess the day is coming when we're going to have to, it's going to get so popular to be gay that we're going to have to worship an athlete, a male athlete, that actually likes to sleep with women. You know, that's going to be an anomaly. You know, oh my God, today Jeffrey Jones came out of the closet. He likes women. My God, so unpopular, so bizarre. What a freak of nature. It's going to get that crazy, you know, just crazy. I don't care. I'm a libertarian. Do what you want. Just don't push it on me, okay? Bloomberg murder rate comments, he said, were sad and inappropriate for public officials to tout their crime-fighting efforts by highlighting other cities' murder rates. In other words, he's saying you're not supposed to talk about the murder rate in Chicago or New York, especially New York, being that it's Bloomberg. Eating disorders, orthorexia, are on the rise. And by the way, they consider it an eating disorder if you're into nutrition. Yeah, if you read ingredients labels, that's a disorder. You might have a psychiatric disorder because you read ingredients labels because you don't want to consume, you know, aspartame or MSG. How about some GPS tags for dementia patients? Let's track Granny before we kill her with the death panels. That way we can find her when it's time for the death panel. GPS tags for your parents and grandparents. How's that? Airline employees caught abusing security badges and letting their family members through security. Here, how about you just bypass security? I got a badge. I work for the TSA. I spend half my time molesting little children and the other half letting my family members through security without going through the checkpoint. Yeah. Two hands, one hand for the... No, I'm not going there. TSA, you suck. You are evil. Evil people. All right, enough said. I enjoyed the show today. Thanks for having me on, Alex. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Thank you to the crew for your awesome job. Check out Infowars.com for all the latest news from Kurt Nemo, Adon, and many others. Thanks for joining us today. Retransmission begins right now. Take care.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the Infowars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at Infowars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.